So I do want to emphasize a couple things that I just heard. One is about being polite or reasonable or courteous to adjusters. That also goes with defense attorneys, too. So when you go to the next level, you're not dealing with the adjuster anymore. And this also is true on the other side, so I'm not preaching to one side or the other. But I can guarantee you that if you're courteous to me, I am not going to discount your claim because you were courteous. And I don't know any claims people that would do that. They may look you up and find out you're a six-month lawyer, and that may have some impact on your claim, but not the fact that you were courteous. And something else they said reminded me of several years ago now. I was at a mediation with my client. And first of all, a lot of them don't call themselves adjusters. They think that's kind of a diminutive term. So they have claims representatives or some claims managers or some type of title like that. And plaintiff's attorney got frustrated because he was trying to explain why his case was worth so much more than apparently we thought it was. And there were actually two claims people there with me. And he made the comment that, well, you adjusters are all alike. If you don't understand it, then you just deny it. Well, that was several years ago, and every time I see that claims person, and I still see him, he says, well, you remember us adjusters. If we don't know what to do, we just deny it. You know, so that kind of thing just lives on too long, and it's not a good way to get your cases taken care of, whether you're on the plaintiff or defense side. So how many of you are on the defense side? Okay, so maybe like 10 to 20%. All right, well, I'm going to Henry Moore asked me to do this talk. He called me a few months ago, and he said he wanted me to tell all my secrets.